The steel drum may have come from the islands of the Caribbean, but many who want to learn to play or build the instrument are traveling to the hills of Appalachia. The man known as the Stradivarius of steel has put down roots in West Virginia, where he's teaching the next generation of steel drummers. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Jeff Young reports.
There's not a palm tree in sight in Morgantown, West Virginia. The only sand is on the banks of the Monongahela River. But this Appalachian college town has become second home to the Caribbean's best-known instrument. That's because the man who created the modern steel drum calls Morgantown home. Trinidad native Ellie Manette got a job teaching for one semester at West Virginia University. That was 10 years ago.
I am here to this day. For some reason, this small state generated the students for me that I was looking for, because I wanted to pass my skills on.
Many of Manette's students go on to music careers. Hundreds more learn the instrument in his annual summer workshops. And even master steel drummers like Ken Professor Fillmore make the pilgrimage from Trinidad to learn from Manette.
I play the instrument that Ellie Manette invented. The guy who invented the piano and the violin, they're dead now. You know, so we are so lucky to have Ellie alive talking about how it started with him, because he is rare gold.
Manette launched a small company with help from the university, and that company now supplies steel drums to some 500 school music programs around the country, as well as top-line professional musicians. Manette spends a lot of time in his workshop with hammers in his hands, fine-tuning the notes into his drums. It's kept him remarkably fit for a 75-year-old. His shoulders are broad from a lifetime working with steel. Graying hair and a decade in academia gave him a professorial seriousness, but when talk turns to steel drums, Manette still has the animation and energy of the brash teenager who banged on oil barrels until he heard an orchestra.
I have developed in my mind the image of a symphony in steel when I was a very young boy. I listened to classical music all day. And I always say to myself, one of these days, I'm going to build a symphony of steel, all steel drums, to sound as good or better than that symphony that I'm hearing on the radio.
Pretty ambitious for a poor boy from Port of Spain in the 1940s, when Trinidad steel drums were little more than overturned trash cans, simple things that played only rhythm.
And this now will go on 24 hours a day in a backyard. So you could imagine the racket that was going on when the neighbors was very concerned about the noise level, and they chase you away from one yard to the other. They don't want you to work here. The police will come, take your drums away and smash them up. And it's a heck of a story.
Those all-night sessions damaged the drums, and Manette made a breakthrough discovery while beating one back into shape. The smaller dents he made carried more notes.
So I said, well, if you can get four notes on a small can like this, maybe if you get a little bigger can, we should be able to get more notes by doing the same thing. And then it gradually moved from that into the first one ever, with what we call the modern steel band, the 55-gallon drum, is this one right here, 1946. We could play like a... You see, that's what it was. And this was a great achievement at the time, because you were playing this here, and then you came up with this here.
Manette had taken a sound that existed only in his mind and made it solid as steel, and a crude folk instrument became modern and melodic. But that was just the start. Over the next 50 years, Manette developed 7 versions of the instrument to give the steel band a full voice, from the high ring of his original pans to the rumble of the bass.
Yeah.
So the instrument now has an orchestra's range, but much of the steel band repertoire still sounds stuck on a cruise vacation, and that's far too limited for Manette.
I wanted to be incorporated into the conventional orchestras of the world, like a symphony.
One of Manette's students transcribed this Bach piece from strings to steel. He's counting on the young people he's training to move the instrument beyond calypso to classical and to come up with the next innovations in steel drums.
Because this instrument is going to blossom. And for me to fade away or retire or die tomorrow with the skills in my hands and in my mind, it will be a loss for the art form. And these young people are going to take it on and they're going to move with it. And I expect them to carry on my work further for the future. I expect that to happen.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Morgantown, West Virginia.